Welcome back to the programme. 25 minutes to the hour is the time. Liam Horan, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And welcome to the programme as always. It's an interesting one this week, Liam, from RC. I went for an interview last week. They asked me who I'd be voting for in the presidential election. I told them Michael D was my choice, and then they asked me why. I ended up in a political debate, and to be honest, I'm not even that interested in politics. Any advice on how I should have handled this?
It is a very interesting one. And first and foremost, the company should not really ask you that question. You know, it's your political opinions are your own business. You know, now there might be certain instances where if you're going for a job in the Labour Party, they might be entitled to ask you your Labour support, or even then, I don't think it's appropriate, but we'll have to take it here that this person is not politically motivated, so it wasn't a political type job they were going for. So it's a wholly inappropriate question, and I suppose our listener doesn't seem overly perturbed by it in terms of it didn't end up in a row. But inviting people to give their political opinion or how they're going to vote in an interview is a powder keg, and people responding to that invitation is you know, worsens the situation. I mean, in an ideal world, what our listener should have said was, you know, in some way brush it off. Now, there are different ways of brushing it off by, you know, being lighthearted about it, by saying, you know, let's see how it rolls out in the next few days, or by being in some way neutral. But if the pressure came on, I would hope, well, to be honest, it's my own opinion. Now, you know, it's my own, you know, in whatever way I can say that, but I don't think you should give your voting intentions.
But wasn't RC, sorry to cut across you there, Liam, but wasn't RC in a very difficult position? Because if he came across as being, you know, more or less none of your bloody business and don't be asking me these questions, that might negatively impact on the outcome of the interview. I mean, it's a very difficult position to be in.
So I think in a practical sense, you know, they should try, RC should try to brush it off in some way, okay, to sort of not answer the question, you know, in some humorous way. Something might come to you along the lines of, there's three things I never discuss in public: politics, sex, and religion, for example, and see, does that pass it off? Or as the old saying goes, something like that. But if the employer persisted, I wouldn't give that information. It's information I would personally share with very few people, and I think that, you know, your voting intentions, which are more, and this election, let's just take this election, which was dawdling along for a few weeks there, all of a sudden, Peter Casey ignites the election, and how you're voting has a whole other connotation now. Do you know what I mean? Whereas 2 weeks ago, if you said Peter Casey or Sean Gallagher or Gavin Duffy or whoever, it said very little about you, or, you know, it could be construed to say very little about you, because apart from Michael D, you know, and maybe the Sinn Féin candidate, Liam Riva, the rest of them are coming from a non-political world. So, this time last week, it was just too much of an inflammatory question to ask. And what I think it's probably good in one way that RC is not a political animal, so that it was obvious enough that maybe they hadn't thought all that deeply about it, or they're not all that interested in politics. So their voting intentions in terms of who they were voting for or not voting for may not have been construed a certain way. But, you know, the worst case scenario here is you could end up in a row about politics, and some people are very good at throwing you into rows. They can ask a very simple question, maybe with a smile on their face, and next thing they pounce, and you're defending a position that maybe you don't even hold very well, but you committed to it in the interview. So, you know, as a general rule, my approach would be here, don't answer the question. Find a good way of not answering it, but don't answer it.
Would the interview board have had ulterior motives? Because I have to say, when this came in and I was reading through it, I was saying to myself, much as what you said at the start, in fact, unless he's applying for a job in a political party or as a political advisor or whatever it might be, I just thought that this question was wholly inappropriate. But to deal with it, of course, is the problem.
Yeah, and I mean, had they an ulterior motive?
Yeah.
I think they probably had. I mean, I think that people who ask questions like that tend to have something on their mind. Do you know what I mean? You know, and frequently when it comes to conversation / debate, we're just trying to justify our own opinions. We don't really care what you think. We're just looking for a platform for our own opinions. Do you know what I mean? Or hoping you agree with us, kind of thing. So It was a very dangerous question. I mean, from an HR perspective, it's a complete no-no. And, you know, our listener may or may not be minded to make a complaint with the company. You know, if you didn't get the job and this had happened to you, you'd be inclined to come away saying, well, this wasn't very appropriate. You know, we don't know how it all played out here, but, you know, what did my political views cost me the job? Do you know what I mean? Was it the fact that I didn't vote for Peter Casey or Gavin Duffy, or the fact I did vote for Michael D, did that cost me the job? And that's not a good enough reason not to get a job. And, you know, so I think for anybody who does find themselves in that position, the trick is to find a way of not answering it. You know, and let's just say this candidate did get offered the job. You know, the dinner of a question was, do I want to work for a company that goes about their business like this? And then you've got to decide, well, is this an isolated incident of somebody, you know, acting ultra vires or acting without proper guidance? Or is this how are political opinions or political leanings part of something they want to know about? And if they do, you know, I think that'd be a very dangerous place to work. You know,
just a final thought. A final thought on this, Liam. Would this question be in the same category as the no-no question? I see you're wearing an engagement ring. When are you getting married? Because the subtext there is, well, this person may be pregnant within a year. We don't really want her. But you can't do now. I mean, you can't do that now.
No, you can't. And though in sort of defence of that, to a certain extent, an engagement ring is a form of advertisement to the world, a form of declaration to the world. You could find yourself saying that, asking that question quite innocently as well in chit-chat. Oh, I see you're engaged. You know, but it could be construed exactly the way you say it. Marriage, maternity leave, all that could be the long tail there. You know, I think this listener has a real right to feel aggrieved that, you know, I would hate to think that your political views could cost you a job, you know, like, particularly when you didn't go in there trumpeting them. If you're in the door saying, before we start, I want to let you know I'm voting Michael D, would you volunteer that information then? But you shouldn't be strip-searched for it in any way.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again in or about the same time next week.